Hashem merited me to finishing Moed Katan, which I was already working at now. This is for my last yeshiva and I want to have spare time.
What's not a lot of spare time? But it came in a long spare time.
He just uses it well.
But anyway, so it says at the end, I'm going to read the end, just kind of like explain a little bit of stuff.
From the beginning.
Moed Katan. I'll tell you, Moed Katan is about all the different Chagim. Let's see, you know, Sukkot, you have all the days in between, what are you allowed to do, what are you not allowed to do. In this Masechet, you have the laws, you know, if you have Hesed Mamon or Tircha, you know, certain things you're allowed to do, certain things you're not allowed to do, and so forth. And then, actually, a lot of the Masechet talks about Dinei Avelut, people who are mourning. So there's all the laws that you need from mourners and stuff, get like everything. You know. So yeah, I'm just going to read the end of it. ואמר רבי לוי בעל חי כנפטר מן המת לא יאמר לך שלום אלא לא יאמר לך לך לשלום אלא לך בשלום. And so רבי לוי בעל חי he says those are נפטר, you know, can be if the person passes away then they're exempted, like you say they're exempted from this world, they're נפטר. So נפטר מן המת לא יאמר לו לך בשלום אלא לך לא יאמר לו לך לשלום אלא לך בשלום, right? So there's a guy, he goes, now he's being he's talking about guys who worked with working with the dead, is in carrying their, you know, the here, yeah, all
this
stuff.
Have a Kedisha.
Yeah.
Preparing the body.
Why?
Have a Kedisha. Why? Because someone has to do it, right?
What do they tell me?
They say to him, Niftar min amet, lo yomar lo lech lishalom, ela lech bishalom. They say you should go with peace and not to peace. He says, Viniftar min achai, right, and someone who is exempted from the people living. Lo yomar lo lech bishalom, right, or leaving, people who's leaving, right? They says, so Niftar min achai, lo yomar lo lech lishalom. Sorry, lo yomar. Okay, so if it's for the living, you say two peace, and if it's for the dead, you say you should go with peace. So the difference is going with peace and going to peace. So he says, lech b'shalom shenamar. He says, what do you learn from? Where's this b'shalom? Ve'ata tavo al avotecha b'shalom. Who did he say that to? Anyway, they bring it down as Bab from Avram Avinu, right? Avram Avinu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, you will go Bishalom, you will go with peace. As in, you're going to your place, you should go with peace. Shalom, okay. And he says, when you start in high, and from when you're leaving a person, is when you're leaving a person and you're going to a new destination. לא יאמר לו לך בשלום אלא לך לשלום. He's telling the guy you should not go with peace, but you should go, you know, you should go find peace, the way you're going. שרי דוד שאמר לאב שלום לך בשלום והלך מנילה, right? Like David המלך said to his son, who was a big Russia, right? אב שלום, right? So he said to his son, who was a big Russia, he told him לך, he said to him לך בשלום, right?
אב שלום.
And what happened to him? So as you know, Avshalom, he says they went and he was fine. I says, well, but for Yitro, you say Yitro, it says Shemalo Moshe lech leshalom halach v'yitzliach. Where Yitro says to Moshe, you should go to peace, and he says he did go to peace. He became Moshe Rabbeinu. He became, you know, put us out of Mitzrayim, a redeemer, and such. V'yitzliach. And then it says, so I'll go through that. So I saw, what's it called? He says in the Shem of the Ma'al Mikrad. He says, what's the difference here? Why does one time it says, Lech, Lishalom, Lech Bishalom? He says, there are Mefarshim who bring it down as we're talking about peace. As in a person, when he goes to the next world, saying that you should go with peace. He says, when you get there, I don't know if you're going to find peace. You know, Zed Hashem, if you did good things in this world, maybe you'll find peace. So They say that the guy is going to a new destination. He's saying, okay, everything's good for now. You know, B'zot Hashem, when you get to where you're going, you know, you'll find peace over there. You should go to peace. Mm-hmm. And I like the one from Prague. I thought it was very nice. But he says, the one I said, that was, I don't know, I'm not too big on. Anyways, that's Ritva, I think. Ritva and Rukhi Yosef, different to the Hashem. And then the moral in Prague says, he doesn't say Shalom is in peace. As you know, what's another word you can say for Shalom? Is being complete. The person's completeness. He says, it's not talking about peace, I'm saying being complete. And a person goes to the next world, the one that dies, for the meant you say you should go Bishalom. As in, as much as you've rectified yourself in this world, as much as you've completed yourself, with that you're going to the next world. Right? As in a person who's alive, a person who's living now, and he's going to a new destination, so you say go to
Bishalom, as in to get to that, exactly.
As in you should go to find your completeness. And then you should actually go and you're continuing your rectification as well. This sounds very nice. And then it's going to finish it. If I'm going to be called to the Beit HaKnesset to the Beit HaMidrash, from Beit HaMidrash to the Beit HaKnesset, it's okay to have a finish Shekhinah. So Rabbi Levi says over there, those who go out from the Beit HaKnesset, they go to the Beit HaMidrash, from Beit HaMidrash, Beit HaKnesset, and so forth, he says they merit to receiving the Shekhinah. Shemar Yerukum Melchad Elchad 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 Amar Rabbi Yechiya Barash, and it brings in the Pasuk, right? We see peace and Ratzion, which is Beit HaMikdash, and so forth. Amar Rabbi Yechiya Barash, Amar Talmidei Chachamim, Ein Lahem Melucha, Hachidu L'Olam Haba, Shemar Yelukum Melechei El Chayil, Yireh Elohim B'Tzion. So that's the end. He says, wait. So anyways, before I talked about all sorts of, before, I didn't say that part, but before when I started, it talks about different Sadiqim and how they died. And all this crazy stuff. Like one thing it says, Rabbi Yechiya, it says when the Malach HaMavit, right, the angel of death came to take him, it says he wasn't able to take Rabbi Yechiya. And for a lot of them it explained, it's kind of interesting, it doesn't explain why. It just says the angel of death was not able to take Rabbi Yechiya until he pleaded. He's like, please, Habracha, there's a little story that he says, you know, he pleaded, the angel of death pleaded to Rabbi Yechiya. He's like, listen, this is my job, man, they're going to whip me unless, you know, so, you know, just come with me. So then Rabbi Yechiya's like, oh, he said it, and he went with the angel of death. Right? And then afterwards, it's talking about the other stuff that I just said with after the Chevrei Kedisha is leaving, and they said Achmas Shalom before and all that stuff, and then it finishes saying those who go to the Beit Midrash and Beit Knesset, you know, those who are regular there, so they'll receive the finish, you know, when they pass on. And I think the connection here is a very Breslov idea, as well as Rabbeinu teaches, that you see. Unfortunately, not enough to teach today. That's not enough to just sit and learn 15 hours a day, but you have to have the Torah and the Tefillah B'Yechid. So, like you see, right, you have to have them both together. But you see here that, why are you going to be talking about when you're leaving the working with the dead, and then you start talking about being regular in a big kness and big judge? Like, what's the kishur? What's the point of it? So, I think the point of it is. When you're talking about a person, when is a person really going to go Bishalom to the next world? A person finds peace in the next world, that's only if a person was regular both in the Beit Midrash and both in the Beit Knesset. And those are the tzaddikim who are really going to receive the Pnei Shekhinah. Yeah, I'm good at that. That's it. Okay, so we'll do the Hadran Aleph and then say Kaddish.
No,
the Indian of the person, the mourner says Kaddish. That's why I was saying.
It's a petal minik, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the minhag.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, you say Kaddish. Slowly is good too. I don't know if I'm going to say it. I don't know if I'm going to say it. I don't know if I'm going to say it. I don't know if I'm going to say it. I don't know if I'm going to say it. Yura somenu na rabbanu 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 na גילי בי תאמין וחוקך על המען לא לבש בעולם לא עצמך תקודך כי אז הייתה נברוך את האלונות ועודי נחוקך על המען סלס על סלס ועודי אם אנחנו לפניך אדוני 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 שסמכת לך مشكله ميه وشكله بيت مدرسه بس انت فاكرين مش بيت ولا لا انا مش كيميائي ده مش كيميائي انا مش كيميائي زي طول انا مش كيميائي زي بيت الطاين بطاريه وانا عمالين هنا عمالين وانا عمالين تبريد سخان زي ما عمالين بيعملوا تبريد سخان انا رسيم بهم رسيم انا رسيم اخي وانا مرات بهم رسيم لكل شيخ الشمال بكل منهم بهم لكل شيخ عن شيء دامين ومان في رسول مير بني التقوى ايوه ثم انا اخذ النوير وشم كده شعزرتاني لسلام السيخ المود كتاب كنت ازنين الكل من السيخور صغيم القيم تمام للمود 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 للعمل لشمو لعصر بكيام كل يبري تعمود ودخة بأعبا تصد كل دنيين بأمورين كل دنيين بأمورين يعمود لي لزرعي شلو يمش بسرعة يبي מפי מביא זו עזרי עד עולם ראים בי לנפח את הנפח וכך ולכת לשמוע עליך ולפעית אותו עוד ושתפתי בו ירדו עמך ותיב הולכה שלא הולכה אורך ימים נפחים במינה ושמאלה ראש הרכבות אדוני עוד למה ניתן אדוני ולך את עמו ושלום
ולעסק היתום לחיי אלמה ולפני עד תעתי משנה ולשקללה החלה בגרמה ולבקר חולפנה נקראה מנערה ולחבה חולפנה דשמיית להדרי וימליכו ולגישה ברכו במלכותי יקרי יצמח וקנה וקרי בשוכה ויכון וימיכון חיי לכל בית ישראל והגלה בזמן קריב והוא אמן
ומאל יאל יאל
ותדר ותעלה ותענר שמן קושה ולרחוב נעילה מן כל ברכתה ושמעתה ותפרצה ונחמתה ואמירן ואומר ואומר אמן הישראל והרבנה נהלתם בלרחוב ויאלכו תלמידי כאן בלרחוב ויאלכו מן ויאספים ביורי תזי ויאטוה הדין ודירחו אתה ואתה יהיה להון הנכון שלמה רב אפינה ותסתו ורחמין וחיין עריכין ודוני בביתי ובכלם בקדום אברהם ובשמיה ויאמר ואומר אמן איש למה רבה ונשמיה וחיים טובים עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואומר
אמן
עושה שלום במרמה וברחמה ויעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואומר
אמן 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 אמן